Our producers have the difficulty, well, multiple difficulties, being isolated on an island. The first is, of course, getting resources, technical support. We're grateful that we're expanding broadband, which also serves as a purpose in helping farmers right there, you know, where they can, if you have broadband, then the farmers can actually, through Zoom or through other mechanisms, be able to show and the technical support that they need to be able to use apps that are able to get information uploaded back to USDA offices. But we don't have that many in the Virgin Islands. We may have some officers, but not the support. That's either in Puerto Rico or in Florida for us. So farmers have the difficulty there. We, of course, have a lot of farmers who operate in an organic manner, but are not organic certified. And that's because the ability to bring somebody over to certify it is problematic for a very small farmer, a farmer who only has like maybe an acre of crop that he's utilizing. How does he have the resources to be able to do that? And so we're trying to figure out ways to have farmers work in a cooperative manner, collectively. How do we bring people together as well as young people, right? And we're seeing that throughout the United States, that farming is aging, and that's a problem as well. And the young people have great ideas, and so we're trying to interest them in farming and trying to pair them with older farmers so they can provide the support that they need.